The first thing we have is the intro, and let me play the entire intro for you, and then I'll tell you what I'm doing on the rhythm guitar. So we start off with the A minor. We do the arpeggio pattern once for it because it's a full measure. So two of these. And then we go to a D minor. And that's finger one on the first string, first fret. Finger three, you're on the second string, third. Finger two, you're on the third string, second. The arpeggio pattern will start on the fourth string. We'll go fourth, third, second, and those are all downstrokes. And then we'll still do one, two, three with the upstrokes. This is a full measure, so we do this again. Then we have a half measure of an F major 7, sharing it with the E. Now for the F major 7, we need finger 3 on the 4th string 3rd fret. Finger 2, you're on the 3rd string 2nd. Finger 1, you're on the 2nd string 1st fret. The 1st string should be open. Now I can reach my thumb around the back of the neck to give me the 6th string 1st fret, and I would like to use that for my bass note. It would sound better. That way I will go with the pick 6, 4, 3, 1, 2, 3. Now for some reason you can't reach around there. Instead of using that 6th string 1st fret, you can use the 4th string and go 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. So whatever works best for you. But we only have half a measure of that, so that's all we do of that. And then we go to an E chord. And that's finger 2 on the 5th string 2nd, finger 3 on the 4th string 2nd, and then finger 1 on the 3rd string 1st. The arpeggio pattern will start with a 6th string. We'll go 6th, 4th, 3rd, and then our upstrokes on 1, 2, 3. Then we have half measure of an A minor, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and then a half measure of an E. 6, 4, 3, 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And that's the intro. From here we go into the first verse. Let's see what we do in the first verse. The first thing we hear from the lead guitar is the intro. And here's what the lead guitarist plays during the intro. Now, of course, I have distortion on it, so with the distortion, here's what it would sound like. And once again, a tube screamer would probably be a good choice for this. You don't want something that's too fuzzy, like it won't sound like this. This is more like an amplifier being overdriven. So the first thing we hear is that bend. And that's the 2nd string 10th fret with my 3rd finger, and I also have my 2nd and 1st finger behind it on the same string to help lift it. So I'm going to hit this 10th fret and raise it 2 frets higher. You can put a little vibrato on it, but you don't want to let it come all the way down like that. You want it to stay up in the air. Then we'll bring it down real quickly and hit it again and bring it back up. Then let it fall, and then we'll have. And that's the 1st string 8th fret with the 1st finger, followed by the 2nd string 10th fret with the 3rd finger. And then we'll have this. Now that's that 2nd string 10th fret again with the 3rd finger. And then I go to the 1st string 7th fret with the 1st finger. And then I move it up a fret and hit it again. So that's the 1st finger winding up on the 1st string, 8th fret. Then right after that, we'll have this little phrase. Now that's the 1st string, 8th fret, 1st finger again, hammering onto the 10th fret. And then I'm going to come back and hit that 1st finger on the 8th fret again and do a hammer-on pull-off with it in the 10th fret. And then I'm going to move the 1st finger down 1 fret, and hit that 7th fret with the first finger. And then we'll have this. So that's the first finger, first string, 7th fret. I'm going to hit it, hammer on the 2nd finger to the 8th fret, and then pull it off back to that 7th fret. And then slide that first finger down to the 5th fret. Then 3rd finger, we'll play the 2nd string, 8th fret, hit it, and then slide up 2 frets. And then to wrap up this phrase we have, and that is the 3rd string, 7th fret with the 1st finger, followed by the 2nd finger on the 8th fret of the 3rd string, and then the 9th fret with the 3rd finger. So all of those are on the 3rd string. And that's what we do during the intro. Now let's see what happens next.